Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to finding that inner calm and radiating confidence, even when life throws a curveball your way. And trust me, we've all been there feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, constantly pulled in different directions. That's why I'm obsessed with Stoicism, this ancient philosophy that's more relevant than ever today. It's not about becoming emotionless robots, it's about learning to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-awareness. Today, we're diving into a topic that can feel super tricky, but is absolutely crucial for healthy, fulfilling relationships. Setting boundaries. Ever felt like you were constantly saying yes even when you wanted to say no? Like you were losing yourself in other people's needs? Yeah, me too. Boundaries are essential for protecting your energy, time, and well-being. Think of them like the invisible fences around your life that help define what's acceptable and what's not. They're not about being selfish or controlling, they're about respecting yourself and ensuring your needs are met too. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of boundaries. 1. Know your values. Boundaries are rooted in your core values. What's truly important to you? Honesty, respect, independence. Once you identify those non-negotiables, it becomes easier to set boundaries that align with them. If someone disrespects your time by constantly showing up late, that's a boundary violation because it goes against your value of respect and punctuality. 2. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, right? But remember, saying yes when you really want to say no often leads to resentment and burnout. It's okay to decline requests that don't serve your goals or values. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I am not able to commit to that right now can be surprisingly effective. 3. Communicate clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind. Be direct and assertive when communicating your boundaries. Use as statements to express your needs and expectations. For example, instead of saying you always interrupt me, try I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please allow each other to finish speaking? 4. Be consistent. Boundaries aren't a one-time conversation, they require ongoing maintenance. If someone repeatedly crosses your boundaries, address it calmly and firmly. Reiterate your expectations and the consequences of crossing them. Consistency shows you're serious about protecting your well-being. 5. Self-care is key. Setting boundaries is a form of self-care. It's about prioritizing your own needs and creating space for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Remember, you deserve to be happy and fulfilled. Imagine this. You're catching up with a friend who always starts venting about the problems the minute you meet up. You try to steer the conversation in a lighter direction, but they just keep going on and on. It starts draining your energy, and you feel like you're not getting a chance to share what's going on in your own life. That's where boundaries come in. You can politely say something like, "Hey, I care about you and want to listen, but I'm also feeling overwhelmed right now. Maybe we could talk about something else for a bit, or schedule another time when I have more energy to fully support you." By setting that boundary, you're protecting your own well-being while still being supportive of your friend. So, what are the biggest takeaways here? First, remember that boundaries are essential for healthy relationships. They protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. Second, know your values and communicate them clearly to others. Don't be afraid to say no and stick to your limits. Finally, remember that self-care is a crucial part of setting effective boundaries. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you've set boundaries in your relationships? Share your thoughts and experiences on social media using the hashtag #calmandconfident. Let's keep this conversation going because building those healthy boundaries is a journey we can take together. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.